the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And congratulations to the Baylor Bears, who came out and mauled the Gonzaga Bulldogs really from start to finish and humbled one of the more memorable teams here this century, Lundy. It was a molly-whopping, it was a butt-kicking, it was a throttling issued by Davion Mitchell and company. So hat tip to Scott Drew, taking a school's program from the ashes when he took the gig in 2003, resurrected it, turned it into a powerhouse, and now he's hoisting the hardware. Just an unbelievable story from start to finish. And Lundy, DraftKings, of course, has already got championship odds posted for next year. Gonzaga lead the way at plus 900, Michigan at plus 1200, Ohio State at plus 1400, Nova also at plus 1400, Houston at plus 1500, and my beloved Illini at plus 1500. Knowing that there's like, I don't know, 10 million people in the transfer portal right now, I don't know how on earth you could remotely assess any of these odds.
Oh, no, I'm not touching that at all. Between the portal, you got players that have to decide whether they're declaring for the draft or not. No. This is not the time. I appreciate the futures. I know they're good for the sports talk world. But right now, our fellow bettors, our FTN family, put your wallet back in your pocket. Wait a little bit. I know it's tempting. I know you get seduced by the juice or maybe by, you know, your proud alma mater. But no, take a step back, y'all, and wait just a little bit before we do that.
Yeah, I think I'd rather fire off on a golfer in the Masters, and I know nobody. Like, I know nobody in
Brooks
the world
Koepka.
Of golf. There
Go
you go.
Koepka.
Yeah, what about that guy that's unloading bombs that I was watching on the
Bryce
social media?
DeChambeau.
Yeah. Vijay Singh just standing there like, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
This is something spectacular I'm watching.
Watching DeChambeau hit the – I mean, you want to talk about a dude that hits the cover off the ball.
Oh,
he's the one.
If there is anybody that's probably the closest to an actual Happy Gilmore, it's DeChambeau. That was an unreal display.
It's Bryce Harper with a golf shot.
Yeah, that's correct. And if his body parts stay together even for the next 5 years, it'll be a miracle of physiology. Because that guy is going to have back and knee problems eventually. Speaking of the Masters, everyone's favorite tournament of the year, the golfers are in Augusta right now. They're preparing. DeChambeau hitting 350-yard bombs off the tee. There were some of the practice swings that he is generating because he wants that coveted green jacket. And DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the action by giving you a shot to land in the green. This week, DraftKings is giving you 100-1 odds on the golfer of your choosing to finish inside the top 10. If you haven't tried DraftKings yet, this is the time. Turning $1 into $100 is simple. Pick any golfer in this weekend's tournament, and if they finish top 10, you cash $100. That's 100-1 odds for an offer like this. It doesn't come around very often. So sign up now at DraftKings Sportsbook to get in all the action and choose your golfer before the tournament tees off on Thursday morning. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 if the golfer of your choosing finishes in the top 10 of this weekend's tournament. That's code FTN to turn $1 into $100 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to today's Fade 5.
Number 5.
Oh, let's go back to a sport that you and I absolutely adore, that we love, and maybe Teddy Bridgewater is going to be a Denver Bronco in short order. Who knows? After Sam Darnold was traded away from the Jets to the Carolina Panthers yesterday, but the NFL draft, we were less than a month away, Lundy, and I was perusing DraftKings odds related to that exercise, and I stumbled across one I think is a pretty good value. The first non-quarterback selected Kyle Pitts is your pack leader in that category at plus 125. But number two in that list, and pretty good odds, who I think will go ahead of Kyle Pitts, Penei Sewell, the outstanding tackle from Oregon at plus 180. And, you know, I've been conducting a mock draft with a lot of beat writers on my SiriusXM show over the last about 10 or so days. And Sewell went to the Atlanta Falcons at number four. And I think he's either going to go Atlanta or he's going to go to Cincinnati. Those are two areas where a tackle, an offensive lineman, is an area of need. So those locales could easily invest in Sewell. And I think Pitts could slip maybe to Miami a little bit further down in that pecking order at number six. Or Pitts could go to Cincinnati. But I think Sewell's going to go to either Atlanta or the Bengals at plus 180. I think it's a terrific value.
I'm actually going to go one step further with you on the odds charts. And part of the reason I do that is because I actually think there's a lot of offensive linemen in this draft. And Sewell is a beast. If you've seen the picture he posted on Instagram, it's ridiculous. This dude is he's ripped and he's ready for the NFL. But I actually think he might slip a little bit because I think there's a lot of good talent. Not that Sewell isn't at the top of the charts here. I'm going to go a step further at plus 225. And I'm going to roll the dice on Ja'Marr Chase. I think there could be a chance that Chase goes off the board as the first non-quarterback. And even though you've got Cincinnati that's got a lot of holes, including the fact that they need help on their offensive line, Brad, I'm not convinced that Cincinnati is sold on Tyler Boyd and T. Higgins as being the end-all, be-all when we're talking about wide receivers. I think they might want some help at the receiver position, and I could see them going a little bit off the charts and going with a guy like Chase out of LSU. He's a heck of a receiver. You get yourself a nice young core of receivers to go along with Joe Burrow. So I like Sewell. I like those odds, but I'm going to go a step further at plus 225, and I'm going to go with Chase.
It's all about what Atlanta does. It's all about the ATL because they could trade down from that position, and if they stand pat, I think Sewell's going to be the guy to protect a rapidly aging Matt Ryan, who's a bit of a stone statue there in the pocket. But we'll have more NFL draft props as they are unveiled as we get closer. So keep listening right here to the FTN pod.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to the ice, Lundy. How'd you do yesterday? I know you had a two-legger on a parlay, and you were talking about how Vancouver is basically waiting in an entire petri dish of COVID-19. So did you score some cash last night, and what do you like on the ice tonight?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to go with the no whammies. All right, let's press our luck because yesterday we did hit our two-leg parlay.
Nice.
We did a very nice job with our pick between Winnipeg and Montreal, both of them on the money line. We went ahead and jumped on that plus 170 odds by putting both of those two together. So let's press our luck, Brad, and let's do another two-legger here on a two for Tuesday. Here's the thing. Tampa is a massive favorite against the Columbus Blue Jackets. In fact, it is a minus 200. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? That's exactly what we were dealing with yesterday.
Yeah.
But because Tampa is such a heavy favorite against Columbus, even though they're going to be on the road, I'm going to take Tampa on the 60-minute line. In other words, in regulation, no overtime, no shootout. And that drops those odds down to minus 122. From there, we're going to go on the late-night tip. Yep, it's a late one, 10:30 Eastern time. But we're going to talk about San Jose and Anaheim. We're going to pair San Jose on the money line with that. It turns it into a plus 188. You're looking at Tampa, who is 7-4-0 in their last 11 games. They played Columbus a couple of times already, split with them. I think that Vasilevsky gets the job done tonight between the pipes, best goaltender in the league right now. Then San Jose and Anaheim. San Jose beat them the last time these two teams played. That was on March 13th. They beat them 3-1. Anaheim going in the wrong direction. They have lost three in a row. So I'm going to take San Jose in on the money line at the minus 175, but you pair that up with Tampa. Within regulation, you get yourself to a plus 188. Good little two-legger early and late night on the ice.
Sharks and bolts for all the bucks.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in the NBA presented by MonkeyKnifeFight.com. Look, it's a DFS game unlike any other. It's more or less over or under you against the house and all of your favorite player props. And it's points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. And here's what you got to do. You can stream it together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit on the more or less, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And if you use the promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKFing good time at monkeyknifefight.com. And let's go to the former Memphis Tiger for a very brief moment. That is one James Wiseman, now a member of the Golden State Warriors. Long, lanky, uber athletic, big, who's got a limitless ceiling, though he's been rather erratic and inconsistent so far this season. But I think he is going to reach double figures, and I think he is going to score the over 10.5 points against the Milwaukee, the good land, Bucks, for those Wayne's World fans out there and fans of Alice Cooper. I think Wiseman, I know he's been under this in three consecutive games, but he has gone over this proposed total, again, 10.5 points in six of his last 11. And you look at the Bucks, they do struggle at times against long athletic bigs, which, again, Wiseman is a prime example of. He faced this team way back in December, dropped 18 on them, and I think he's going to reach at least a dozen points here in the rematch. This is a 12th best match, according to the FTN Daily Advanced EVP tool, for a skilled center, though Milwaukee is number 8 in the NBA in adjusted defensive efficiency. So fade or follow James Wiseman over 10.5 points against Giannis and the Bucks.
You know, the hard part here, Brad, is really you could have named any player. Okay, you could have thrown any name out there, but the way you've been with your NBA picks lately, I'm not sure whether or not I can follow you. Just based
Are you talking about Moses Brown and what was the line? 11.5 boards, and he had one. He had one lousy rebound last night. Unbelievable.
Yeah. It's been a rough one. I'll tell you what, Brad. I think I'm gonna have to fade you.
Smart.
until I see you get back on that horse. You know the old old slapstick comedy where you see the guy like wrapped in the reins and he's being pulled behind the horse. That's you right now. Okay, the horse is your NBA picks, and you are the guy. The old cowboy getting dragged across the dirt.
Right.
That's basically what you are right now. So I am actually, there is no reason whatsoever that I am fading you on this, other than the fact that we got to get you back on that NBA horse, brother.
Fading the noise. It's a wise decision.
Number two.
All right, let's move on to the diamond. Let's talk a little Major League Baseball. And it's been a bit of a roller coaster ride in terms of some of my selections already this year. And again, I built up a nice bankroll. I finished up 41 units in college basketball, Lundy, and all I'm going to do is piss it away on stupid baseball action until I get back to the NFL. That's what's going to happen. So let's go ahead and start that right now. Let's go out west to the great Northwest and talk about the Seattle Mariners taking on the Southsiders of Chicago, the White Sox. And I'm on the under here on 7.5 runs. You got a pitcher's duel in tow. Lucas Giolito going up against James Paxton. You look at the White Sox, they have, average a considerable amount of runs so far early on this season. 28 runs they have scored so far in five games. Seattle, meanwhile, 26 in OPS. The offense is struggling, and that was expected for this Mariners club. I don't think they're going to hang a whole lot on Giolito, who is brilliant in the opener against the LA Angels, giving up two earned runs, struck out 8, that's what I meant to say, in 5 1/3 innings, only walked 2, and then you got James Paxton. Last year with the Yankees, he got beat up a little bit, but only in 20 1/3 innings pitch, had a 6-plus ERA, but should get back to his bats missing ways. 9-plus K per 9 projected, an ERA below 4, and that's a pitcher's paradise there up there at Safeco Field, if I believe it's still called that. I have no idea if there is another name on the billboard or the marquee, but I think this one's got 3-2, maybe 4-1 written all over it. So give me the under. Sox and Mariners on the 7.5. Fade or follow.
This is another one like your damn NBA picks, Brad.
Yeah,
dang it,
we got to get you
right. It's almost like there's two horses you've got reined up, right? One of them's got an NBA logo on the side, the other one's got the MLB. Actually, I'm going to follow you on this one. I think it stays under that 7.5. You talk about the two pitchers that are there. The two teams played last night, 6-0 win for the Southsiders in that one. I do expect Seattle to not, struggle that much offensively necessarily tonight, but I also think that base runners are going to be at a premium in this one. So I agree with you. This feels like a 4-2 type of game by the time it's all said and done. So up there in the Great Northwest, grab yourself a Starbucks, kick back and watch, because I think this one is going to be a good, solid pitcher's duel.
Oh, let's get right. Give me an egg somewhere in the box score and score the under.
Number one.
All right, let's stay out west on the left coast. It is the best coast. Let's talk San Francisco and the San Diego Padres. The big news, the subluxation for Fernando Tatis Jr., a pretty gnarly injury as he swung extraordinarily hard and fell immediately to the dirt and laid there for quite a while before he exited stage left. So you're not going to see Tatis Jr. in uniform. The stud, $350 gazillion, I think is what they paid him this offseason, man, for this Padres team. But I like the under in this game as well on the 8. Aaron Sanchez going up against Yu Darvish. You look at Sanchez, he has not pitched in Major League Baseball since 2019. A guy that's projected to have a 4+ walks per 9 mark, yuck. Right around an 8 K per 9 in a projected mid-4s ERA. Now, Darvish, he got smacked around in his opening stanza against the Arizona Diamondbacks. 4 2/3 innings pitch, 4 earned runs, only walked 1, struck out 6, but the long ball plagued him. A pair of homers that he allowed there in the desert. I think he's going to get right tonight against some more inferior San Francisco Giants offense. And again, without Tatis in uniform, I think pitching will rule the day. So give me the under. Again, 8 combined runs between the Giants and the Pods. Fade or follow.
I'm actually surprised this number hasn't come down after the Tatis injury. I really am. I would have expected this maybe to be 7.5 or 7. So, yeah, I'm going to take the under in this one. 3-2 the final last night between these two. San Francisco got the win against the Padres. But, yeah, I think with that missing offense, I think the effect that it kind of has mentally on the Padres themselves wouldn't surprise me at all to see the Giants win again. But in terms of the run total, there's a reason the Giants were picked down a bit within that division. It was expected to be just the Dodgers, the Padres, and then everybody else.
Yep.
Kind of cluster. Well, actually, the Rockies are all the way down swirling the toilet bowl. But then there's a couple of teams there in the middle. But yeah, I think, like I said, I'm surprised this number has not come down. 8 to me seems way too high between these two teams. So yeah, give me the under with this one in what should be a slow mover from a run standpoint in San Diego.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. And let's give you our listeners out there a little double bonus time. I know there's no line out on this yet, but Nick Castellanos, I know he's appealing his 2-game suspension after the fracas he got in with Yadier Molina and the St. Louis Cardinals over the weekend. But whatever the hit line is, usually it's 0.5. Unless you play in Colorado, then it's always 1.5 for basically everybody involved. But if it's a half a hit over is the play here, as Castellanos has been red hot for the Cincinnati club to begin the season. 5 extra base hits in his first 15 at-bats, a robust .533 average of 3 homers, 6 RBIs, and 7 runs scored. He gets the Pirates and Trevor Cahill, who I had no idea was still pitching in baseball. He's been bouncing around, quite a journeyman career for him. But Castellanos, I think, gets a hit tonight. And then, hell yeah, I'll go back to the NBA and double down. I'm going to take the under. Jimmy Butler, 35.5 on the PRA, points, rebounds, and assists against the Memphis Grizzlies. He's been under this in 4 of his last 6 games, Lundy. It's right at his season average. His season average, points, rebounds, and assists is 36 on the nose, but he recently faced this Grizzlies team back in mid-March, 24-7-2, that is 33, so I think he's going to be slightly under against one of the better defensive teams, number 7 in adjusted defensive efficiency on the year, are the Grizzlies. So there you go. That is a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lenny on Twitter at Nate Lenny. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTN Daily, FTN Fantasy, and FTNBets.com for all of your fantasy sports and sports betting content needs. Use that promo code Evans, E-V-A-N-S, to score 10% off your subscription today. And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.